Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to NBC News correspondent Harry Smith. Tonight, Monday, November 28th at 10 p.m. on Rock Center with Brian Williams, he'll be delivering the story of the largest cheating scandal ever in American schools. Stick around. We all want to know, who stole the cookies from the cookie jar? Was it you? So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of teenage gypsies, tramps, and thieves who are having trouble looking me in the eye right now. In the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
The reason we came to Atlanta was there was a governor's commission that empowered a real investigation into allegations of cheating in the Atlanta public schools.
What is this?
And the result of that investigation was pretty profound. There was 178 educators who investigators said had cheated. And there's principals and teachers who had willfully and purposefully gone about changing answers or encouraging students to change answers so that there would be better test scores on a test called the CRCT. So we came here, we talked to the investigators, and we talked to educators, and we talked to parents to see what the real effect was of this. Atlanta has spent a lot of money and put a lot of energy into improving their public schools over the last decade or so, and this was a city that was really proud of what it had accomplished. And now, because of this cheating scandal, there's mixed feelings at best, let alone a lot of negativity aimed at the former administrator, aimed at the schools themselves, aimed at teachers, and there's a lot of reevaluation going on. So We've got a hell of a story, I think, to tell, and you'll see it on Rock Center.
Who could possibly lie in the face of NBC correspondent Harry Smith? Well, other than soulless CBS News executives, that is. Come on, that face, those eyes. He's got Honest Abe written all over him. We'll see tonight when Smith takes on what may be the worst test tampering scandal in American public school history. It happened in Atlanta, and Smith promises to reveal what went wrong on the NBC TV news magazine Rock Center with Brian Williams. Smith's story will take viewers behind the scenes of a 10-month investigation set off by Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. Watch it tonight, Monday, November 28th at 10 p.m. Harry Smith, welcome to Mr. Media.
My pleasure being here.
Harry, I guess the real first question has to be, was this mess in Atlanta caused by students or adults trying to make themselves look better?
That's the best question of the day, because it really is. It's all about the adults. We like to think that with no child left behind and everything, we're focusing on the kids and making the schools better for the kids. And part of the problem in all of this is that unless the test scores go up, schools get defunded, they get blacklisted, and in at least about, almost 200 cases, it was principals and teachers who were cheating in the Atlanta public schools to make themselves look good.
I guess the pressure on these school officials, not to excuse what they did, but the pressure on them in recent years has just multiplied, hasn't it?
It's been pretty profound. And what we found so interesting, that the governor there, that it was what happened was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution kept saying, you know, there's irregularities with these test scores. And finally, the school system said, well, we'll have a Blue Ribbon Commission investigate. They investigated, they whitewashed the whole thing. The governor said, there's still irregularities with this. One thing looks like this, and the other thing looks like that. They can't be the same. So they brought in a former state attorney general and a former local DeKalb County a prosecutor, and they did a real investigation. What they found was that the teachers and the principals were changing the scores on that, were literally changing the answers on the tests so that some of these schools in very low-performing districts will look a lot better than they actually were.
I'm in Florida, where former Governor Jeb Bush had put so much pressure on teachers and principals with the what they call the FCATs down here, these tests that everything, you know, budgets, raises, everything is based on that. And I just thought, it's got to be such an awful atmosphere that's created.
Well, you know, I think it's two streets. It depends on how something like that is administered. And the truth is, in some of these lower performing schools, I've tutored in public schools and I've worked with education for a good portion of my life. And the places that need the most help. Mm-hmm. It takes more hands-on work in order to get those test scores turned around. Waving a magic wand and saying, we're going to teach the test and we're going to skip all these other extracurricular things and we're just going to do this one thing and watch how these scores go up. It's not as simple as that.
Harry, will this report create more cynicism about the state of America's public schools, or was this Atlanta or maybe even a southern quirk based on what I was saying about Florida?
No, you know, if anything else, what we found out since we started working on this story last summer was every couple of weeks another almost identical cheating scandal pops up someplace in the United States. It's happened in St. Louis, it's happened in New York, it's happening everywhere. And the fact is this is, especially for this administrator who we focus on in Atlanta, had she decided to open her eyes and say, you know what, I've got a cancer in the system, well, we've got to cut it out, she'd be hailed today as one of the heroes of American education. She did a lot of really, really good things there, but in the end of the day, she allowed this thing, this cheating thing, to go on, which she to this day denies ever knowing was happening. But because she failed to address it, she's on the outside looking in now.
Now, some of the Republican presidential candidates have indicated a desire to eliminate the Federal Department of Education if elected president. Will this story feed those fires, or is it unconnected?
I have no idea. I think if anything, what really needs to happen is to find out where the really good work is being done. And some of the good work, it seems to me, may be being accomplished even in Atlanta as we speak, even though they have this horrible scandal on their hands. There are some schools that have made tremendous progress. But the fact is we've got to figure out where the real progress is being made and find out how to duplicate it.
All right, I want to, for the last minute or two we have, I want to change the subject a little bit. This past year has probably been one of the most challenging and yet maybe liberating in your career, you know, having left CBS News after 25 years and kind of hightailed it to NBC. What was the easy part of the transition? What was the toughest?
Yeah, what was interesting to me was, the folks at NBC first, said, come, let's have lunch about a year ago. And they said, we're dreaming about doing this magazine show, and we're very interested in, having you be a part of it. And it seemed so audacious to me because no network has started a news magazine in more than 20 years. And the more we talked about it, the more I was just really became enthralled with the idea of being able to be a part of something that sounded like it was going to be as good as it's turning out to be. So on a lot of levels, I feel just very, very fortunate. On the other hand, I've had great years at CBS, and I have great friends and great relationships and amazing experiences there. But even at 60 years old, I could tell that this door was, opening wide, and something inside was beckoning me. So I decided to listen to that inner voice and go ahead and follow it.
All right, I think we've got time for one last question, so let me make it this. Ted Koppel challenges you to a best-of-3 Space Invaders video game tournament. Who do I put my Chuck E. Cheese tokens on?
That's really, really tough. I know how competitive he is. I don't know whether or not Space Invaders is in his skill set. I know it's not in mine. I think I'd go with Koppel. I think I'd go with Koppel.
Okay. Well, folks, You can see NBC News correspondent Harry Smith most every Monday night at 10 p.m. now on the news magazine Rock Center with Brian Williams. And Harry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Okay, terrific. My pleasure.
Take care.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
This is Question. You know me as the amazing Question. Whenever I'm in Vegas, I enjoy picking up girls with Mr. Media.
Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.